USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The official death toll from the firestorm in Maui is approaching 100, but with an FBI estimate that less than 5% of the area has been searched, officials are warning the death toll will likely rise. Hawaii Governor Josh Green yesterday.
I've authorized a comprehensive review of what happened in the early hours of the fire and the hours thereafter. We will build back together. We will find out what we could have done to prevent such loss of life. And we are bringing the full force of government to try to do all we can to alleviate suffering.
The blaze that devastated the historic town of Lahaina is now the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over 100 years. Hawaii is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's home.
I'm completely heartbroken over this, and I know all of you are too. Everything that I've seen transpire over these past couple of days, everything that continues to transpire, hour by hour and minute by minute, it's all heartbreaking.
Maui is devastated and needs your financial help now. You can donate by phone. Call the American Red Cross at 1-800-HELP-NOW. That's 1-800-435-7669. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes an indictment against presidential candidate Donald Trump could come as early as tomorrow. Tamar Hollerman said two witnesses confirmed to the newspaper they've been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury tomorrow. A plane that crashed during an air show near Detroit Sunday was a Soviet-era jet fighter. The privately owned MiG-23 was participating in the Thunder Over Michigan Air Show, one of the largest in the nation. Video posted on social media shows two people apparently ejecting from the plane before it crashed into the parking lot of an apartment complex about 40 miles east of Detroit. The two pilots were taken to a nearby medical facility and are listed in stable condition this morning. We are USA News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal with Iran to free 5 American prisoners. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he disagreed with unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets. McCaul noted that he also disagreed with former President Obama in 2016 when the United States paid Tehran $400 million in the Iran nuclear deal. McCaul made it clear that he wants Americans to be freed, but warned that Iran will likely use the money for what he called its terror operations and nuclear bomb aspirations. A Wisconsin veteran is about to turn 100.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
8 people are injured after a shooting in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. Police say it happened around 2:30 yesterday morning. The victims are between the ages of 19 and 54 and were injured after dozens of gunshots were fired into a crowd. Police have not yet named any suspects. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.